Topic 6.8 is to distinguish between the structure of bacteria and viruses. Well, a virus is some 50 times smaller than a bacterial cell. We're looking at 0.02 to 0.3 micrometers across, and they are not cells. They are effectively lumps of genetic material contained within a protein coat. Despite relying on other organisms for reproduction, they're still referred to as living organisms. They are capable of evolution and adaptation. So we refer to them as obligate intracellular parasites. So they have to exist within cells. They cannot survive for very long outside of cells. Okay. Their structure is a capsid, a protein coat made up of repeating units called capsomeres. Some viruses are covered by a lipid envelope, which makes it easier for them to pass from cell to cell, but that means that they're vulnerable to any substance that dissolves the membranes. They may use DNA or RNA as their genetic material, and it depends on which form they are as to which one they use. Many viruses are spherical. Bacteriophage is a particular exception to this. The capsid is contained within a head, and then there are tail fibers that latch on to the bacterial cell so that the DNA and RNA can be injected. Viral DNA provides a direct template for new viral DNA and the messenger RNA that's needed for viral protein synthesis. Examples of viruses that contain viral DNA as their genetic material are smallpox, the adenovirus, and bacteriophages. Viral RNA, on the other hand, will direct the synthesis of an enzyme called reverse transcriptase, and that will trigger the remaking of the DNA corresponding to the viral genome. Okay, so they get the cell to reverse engineer the DNA and then start transcribing and translating it as normal. These include tobacco mosaic virus and human immunodeficiency virus. Okay. Viruses cannot move independently, so they have to be transmitted via liquids or surfaces of some sort. They can enter the cell via direct translocation, fusing the viral and host cell membrane, or through phagocytosis. They are specific to their host, by both organism and potentially tissue in the organism. They exist via the lysogenic pathway, where they insert their DNA into the host and it just replicates when the host cell divides. This is dormant. The lytic pathway, they make mature viruses, the host cell bursts, new viruses are released, and that is caused a virulent disease-causing virus. Okay. Bacteria, on the other hand, are prokaryotic organisms. They are cells, and some of them are pathogenic, okay, which means they cause disease. They may be 0.5 to 5 micrometers long. Some are up to 0.5 millimeters long and can be seen by the naked eye. They consist of a nucleoid, a chromosome, if you like, in inverted commas, that's circular DNA existing free in the cytoplasm. They have a cell membrane. They have a cell wall, they have free ribosomes in the cytoplasm. They may have a capsid or capsule, slime capsule, they may have a flagellum. Respiration takes place on their membranes or within the cell. Capsules may prevent phagocytosis, pili provide sites for reproduction, and a flagellum is a protein helix for movement. Bacteria can be identified as to whether they are gram-positive or gram-negative. If they are gram-positive, then they have a thick peptidoglycan layer containing teichoic acid, and that means that the crystal violet stain binds to the teichoic acid and the bacteria appear purple or blue. Gram-negative bacteria have a thinner layer with no teichoic acid, and that the lipopolysaccharides in the outer membrane-like layer decolorize the crystal violet and replace with red safranine. Okay, so we can identify them on the basis of this.